What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, so today we are dropping another Daily Digest episode. Just tons of news coming out of OpenAI that is super relevant to anyone who's using these AI models, which obviously includes us here at the AI Marketing Navigator. And this is coming mostly from Reuters, and it's the news that OpenAI is working on a new version of their model, and it's codenamed Strawberry. And apparently exactly how it works and what it's capable of are closely guarded secret, understandably, at OpenAI. But one of the primary goals appears to be enabling their AI models to perform autonomous internet searches. And OpenAI is referring to this capability as doing deep research. And Reuters goes on to say that this has eluded the AI models that we're familiar with to date, according to their interviews with AI researchers. So the Strawberry project was actually formerly known as QStar. And apparently this was the major breakthrough inside the company that happened in late 2023 that resulted in Sam Altman briefly being fired. And the rumors were that the board got a glimpse of some technology or capability that they believe Sam Altman was perhaps keeping from them or not being entirely forthright about. And I think we covered some of that in a previous episode, but I will definitely link to the source articles, of course, in the show notes. So anyway, this QStar model, now known as Strawberry, definitely made waves and has been making waves since it's been tested and revealed. And apparently OpenAI thinks this is very close to the second step in their recently released outline in the path to artificial general intelligence, AGI. And we should probably cover that outline real quick. This was from Bloomberg back on July 11th, and they reported that OpenAI has basically come up with a scale of five steps, a five-step scale to track their progress towards artificial general intelligence, which is a big deal because, again, they've been criticized and whistleblowers have been criticizing and saying how OpenAI has been really secretive and not very transparent or open about their achievements as far as artificial general intelligence, which is, again, intelligence capable of reasoning at a human level. So according to the article by Bloomberg here, the scale goes from level one, which is the AI models that we have available to us today, conversational AI, to a level five, which is an AI model capable of running an entire organization, is how they classify it. The article goes on to say that people and employees inside OpenAI believe that they are close to achieving this second level of on their five-step journey to AGI, which they call reasoners. The third level they call agents. And according to the article, these are systems that can spend several days doing a task on behalf of a user and taking actions on behalf of a user, essentially. The next level, level four, which they classify as innovators, would be AI that's capable of aiding in invention. And then the fifth would be that level five that we talked about, organizations capable of doing the work of an entire organization. So they think that they are close to level two, reasoners. And apparently this level of AI should be able to solve basic problems. And as the article puts it, here, it would have like a doctorate level education, but like someone who has a doctorate level education, but access to no tools, for instance. Anyway, so it could be that Project Strawberry, formerly Project QStar, was and is this step towards level two, which would make sense as these recent demos reportedly have of the Strawberry project have scored over 90% on certain math tests that are apparently a championship level math test, which definitely sounds like a level two reasoner, if you ask me. And being that the second level is being referred to as reasoners, it makes sense that this development, this next step in AI, is focused entirely around the ability to reason like a human being, to plan ahead and to solve complex problems that would take several courses of action, several tasks over a long period of time. And the level one artificial intelligence that we have experienced so far and have access to so far definitely falls short when it comes to these long-term, these highly complex problems that would require multiple actions and multiple steps and that require a good deal of logical reasoning. And often when these level one models encounter this type of problem, that's when we get this horribly incorrect information that we see sometimes in the AI overviews of Google, for instance, or that if you use these models frequently, you see in the form of hallucinations, as they're called. And these problems are being called long horizon tasks, LHTs, at OpenAI, which again are these complex problems that require long-term reasoning and multiple steps. And this all brings us back to that deep research that Strawberry is reportedly capable of, which is essentially the form and the model of post-training or fine-tuning that's going to be taking place with Strawberry. So definitely huge news in the path towards AGI. Obviously huge news in how we're going to use these tools and the problems they're going to solve and be able to solve for us, not only as marketers and businesses, obviously, but also the problems that they're going to solve and the potential that they have for us as a race, as a human race, which is just truly fascinating. Okay, and on to the second part of our Daily Digest episode today, which also involves OpenAI, but not entirely. This bit of news comes from a Twitter post that I will link in the show notes, but it talks about new AI models that have been introduced to the LMSYS chatbot arena. So this was the first I had heard of the LMSYS chatbot arena. I guess I'll just call it the chatbot arena for the remainder of the episode here, for my own sanity and for your listening convenience. But apparently what this is a platform that basically compares all of these large language models that we have available to us based on human feedback sourced from a community of users. And basically, these users are presented with two different anonymous large language models, and they're asked to engage them in conversation or perform certain tasks. And then they're given feedback by the user based on how they performed, which is basically then used to rank the models compared to one another. Apparently, it uses the ranking system that's used in chess to rank these models. So the significance of the LMSYS chatbot arena is really huge. It's, again, at its core, is this democratization of capabilities of these models. It also is going to foster competition between these model developers, which is obviously the best fuel for innovation and advancement. Anyway, now that you know a little bit of the background of the chatbot arena, the news is that there's some new models that have popped up in the chatbot arena. One of them is called Upcoming GPT Mini, and which is the OpenAI part of this update. When asked, this model says that it is a ChatGPT model developed by OpenAI. But the other two models that popped up in the arena, Column U and Column R, are not so forthcoming about their creators. But this is intriguing because some are wondering if it hints at another new OpenAI model that could be on the horizon, this mini or whatever, a miniature model. Could it be designed to run on a mobile device or a smaller platform? The AI community has definitely been buzzing about the potential of an entirely AI-enabled device. Like, what does AI look like in the hands of the user in the future? Something beyond just Apple Intelligence, which is, you know, incorporating AI into the Apple operating system. What if we have one device, a singular device that's entirely powered by AI and maybe OpenAI? So all sorts of things are abuzz at OpenAI. And as marketers, we can definitely expect the capability of what these models can do for us to only improve and significantly change the landscape, which sounds so oversaid at this point. But these level two models really are the models that could develop like an entire marketing strategy. I mean, think about it, being able to plan out a strategy, not just using basic recommendations, but a long-term plan for the course of an entire year, solving complex business calculations that take multiple actions over an extended period of time. Solving complex business calculations on how to get your statements profitable, given a huge balance sheet. Sometimes it feels a little silly to only talk about the business and marketing side of all of this, but that's what we're here for. And while I hope that AI solves some of the world's biggest problems, and I'm hopeful that it will, I would be very happy if it could also solve some of our marketing problems along the way. So I will keep bringing you the latest in AI and marketing. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.